In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord of glory be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's very good for me personally to be here. Thank you for all your thoughts and prayers since that wonderful diagnosis at the vicarage. But thankfully, we're all well. We've had a relatively mild dose, and it's very good to be back amongst you this morning. Just looking ahead a little bit to the end of the service, it's Candlemas today, obviously, the presentation of Christ in the temple. You may already have a candle at your side at home. If not, there's a chance to leap up and get one, and then we'll light candles at the end of the service. Bless them as we think about taking Christ, the light of the world, into the world, of course. And then lastly, a little further ahead again, is Lent is not far away. I know it's sort of we go from one thing to the other. We have a couple of weeks break here after today, and then we go into Lent. Ash Wednesday's on the 17th, I think. And then the following Thursday, we're doing a Lent course entitled God and the Pandemic, which is based on a book that Tom Wright wrote last year, which I managed to get around to reading recently, which I think is very helpful and will help us think theologically about what's happened to us over the last 11, 12 months. So do join us for that. It has to be online, but you can get copies of the book. We've left it to you to do that, to either order them through various retailers. I don't want to show any particular allegiance, but it's widely available both in print or in an e-book. And you can also get it on audio, so if you prefer to just listen to a book, you can get it that way and participate that. So that's just looking ahead to the 25th of February, I think, when our Lent course starts. Dear friends, 40 days ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we recall the day on which he was presented in the temple, when he was offered to the Father and shown to his people. As a sign of his coming among us, his mother was purified, as we now come to him for cleansing. In their old age, Simeon and Anna recognized him as their Lord, as we today sing of his glory. In this Eucharist, we celebrate both the joy of his coming and his searching judgment, looking back to the day of his birth and forward to the coming days of his passion. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that we may know and share the light of Christ. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it was written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer day and night. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favour of God was upon him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever waited for something? I think we've all been there, waiting for a really long time for something to happen, something maybe to arrive in the post. We were really excited to receive something that we really wanted at Christmas. Have we ever waited so long and so hard for something that we almost missed it when it finally arrived? It is said that patience is a virtue, and that has certainly been put to test recently. I think if we were asked, we would definitely say, we're all waiting for some normality to return. A hug, a meal out, a pint perhaps, or just a good old sing. Simeon was waiting to see the Messiah. We don't know how long he had been waiting. The Gospel tells us that the Holy Spirit promised it would happen before he died, and we know that he was an old man. His song sounds like the song of someone who had been waiting for a long time. Someone who had been filled with anticipation and now is filled with long-awaited joy as he takes the infant Jesus into his arms and knows him to be the one that he has been waiting for. Simeon immediately recognized Jesus as the Messiah. He must have seen lots of babies over the years, each being carried into the temple by devout mothers and fathers. But Jesus was the one he was looking for. Perhaps Simeon was looking for something a little more exciting, a great teacher or a charismatic rebel. And as life went on for Simeon, we know that he never gave up hope of seeing the Messiah. But perhaps at the back of his mind, there may have been doubt that actually he had missed him. I wonder how many of God's promises we don't see fulfilled simply because we aren't paying attention or because we don't have eyes and hearts like Simeon, prepared to see God at work in unexpected places. Or maybe we don't see it at all because we're more comfortable in the waiting than in the uncertainty of what comes after. The tradition of today, Candlemas, is the day that really ends the Christmas season. Today is the day when we pack away the nativity scene. Today is about halfway between Christmas and Good Friday, a pivotal point looking back to Christmas and the birth, and forwards to Easter and the cross. Simeon's story contains the pivot. Holding the infant Messiah, Simeon knows his wait is over. God's promise to him has been fulfilled. He praises God and sings of light and glory. And then Simeon turns to Mary, and the tone changes. There is a warning of what is to come. He says, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." I wonder if there isn't a part of Simeon that would have preferred to have kept on waiting, to hold on to the sense of hopeful anticipation, rather than perhaps more complicated emotions after the arrival of the Messiah. Following Jesus is for life, not just for Christmas. As we can all recognise, a life of faith is not just light and joy and celebration. Today we let Simeon turn us in the direction of the cross, remembering that following Jesus is about sacrifice and faithfulness in the face of suffering. Perhaps this is why Candlemas is the day on which candles are blessed, which they will be at the end of this service, as a sign of the light of Christ in the world. We know that we still have such need of this sign to get us through the darkness ahead. Candlemas is roughly halfway between winter and spring equinox. It is the point at which we turn from the cold and dark of winter towards the promise of spring. So on this pivotal day, we turn not simply from cradle to cross, but from cradle to cross through waiting in anticipation for the empty tomb. The darkness we will face is a reminder that it comes from the light and freedom of Easter. And so a new season of the liturgical year begins. Just as the church seasons point us in the direction of our liturgy, so the seasons of our lives are highlighted with times of waiting, times of joy, times of God being very visible or invisible in our lives. Simeon's song begins with a declaration of the end of his work, perhaps even his life. "Lord, now let your servant go in peace." His task has been fulfilled. He has borne witness to the arrival of the infant Messiah and seen the salvation of the world. That season of his life was over. A new season had begun. I wonder too if Simeon lit a candle in the quiet of that winter morning and prayed. Let the joy and song of Simeon be our prayer too, in these dark days, that Jesus might be revealed to us as we journey through the days and seasons of our life. Amen. In God. We believe in one God, the Father, the
through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In faith and gratitude and love, let us pray to our Father. Please sit. Today we celebrate Candlemas and the presentation of Christ in the temple, where he was shown to be the glory of Israel and a light to all peoples. We pray for the church throughout the world. May it share its light and reflect its glory even more brilliantly in these dark times. We pray for the Anglican Episcopal Church of Brazil. Lord, in your mercy. In our diocese, we pray for our retired clergy and those holding permission to officiate across the diocese. And we thank you, Lord, for the invaluable support they provide in our parishes. Dear Lord of justice and love, you call all leaders and rulers to account for the upholding of your statutes. We ask you to transform and strengthen politics, to support the ill, the weak, and the needy, and to decide their requirements without prejudice or partiality. Guide our governments and scientists in the management of the pandemic outbreak. We pray for Elizabeth, our Queen. Be her help and guide at all times, and keep her in good health. We pray for the newly elected President of the United States of America, President Biden. Be his guide and inspiration throughout his presidency. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine Father, we thank you for Canon Matthew. Who is at the moment is not very well, and we pray for his recovery, for a complete recovery. May he be blessed with deep inner strength and conviction to carry us through these frightening times. We pray for Lynn, our reader. Be with her in her work for the church. We pray for all our church members. Father of compassion, we pray for those whose appointments have been postponed one or more times for medical or surgical treatments. Carry them through their disappointment and pain with your abiding love, ever present for the asking. We ask, Lord, on their behalf, and we thank you for hearing us. Dear Lord, we pray for all local shops, pubs, and eating places unable to serve the public. We pray for all affected by the floods and icy conditions. Help them to recover with your warmth, protection, and hope. We pray for the work of Dr. Bernardo's and for the residents of Park Street. May they feel your presence in their daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all finding it hard to make ends meet, those on benefits, low salaries, or no income, for those seeking paid employment. And we pray for those exploited or exposed to unnecessary dangers. May your justice flow and your people come to rejoice in your goodness. Dear Lord of compassion, we hold before you all who are ill with the COVID viruses and their loved ones who suffer with them. Words cannot express the agony they are going through. Be with them, Lord. We pray for the ambulance service and all working in the front line of the National Health Service. We pray that all people will follow the rules, even though it is uncomfortable to do so, to prevent further spread and fear. Our prayers have been asked for George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers. Our loving Father, comfort all for whom we pray. We pray for those who have recently died. John Oliver, Jeffrey Walton, Christine Sugden, Brenda Todd. In your Son Jesus, we receive eternal life with you. May they rest in peace. We remember those whose anniversary of death is at this time. Alan Pickersgill, William Blair, Raymond Burton, Harriet Cooper, Geoffrey Thorndike. We pray for those who mourn the loss of dear ones. Be you, Lord, their comfort and their light in their darkness. Lord, in your mercy. O root of Jesse, who was and is to come, graft into our hearts true love for you, that loving you we may serve you and follow you through joys and sorrows, strains and celebrations, doubts and convictions, to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let us therefore bring our sins into his light and confess them in penitence and faith. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the tender mercy of our God, the dayspring from on high has broken upon us, to give light to those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Father, in Christ there has sprung up a light for the righteous. Accept the gifts we bring before you, and grant that Christ may shine in us to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and good, always and everywhere, to give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, who is the one with you from all eternity. For on this day he appeared in the temple in substance of our flesh, to come near to us in judgment. He searches the hearts of all your people and brings to light the image of your splendor. Your servant Simeon acclaimed him as the light to lighten the nations, while Anna spoke of him to all who looked for your redemption. Destined for the falling and rising of many, he was lifted high upon the cross, and a sword of sorrow pierced his mother's heart when by his sacrifice he made our peace with you. And now we rejoice and glorify your name, that we too have seen your salvation, and join with angels and archangels in their unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, Simeon and Anna, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, Bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Body and Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you fulfilled the hope of Simeon and Anna, who lived to welcome the Messiah. May we who have received these gifts beyond words prepare to meet Christ Jesus when he comes to bring us to eternal life, for he is alive and reigns, now and forever. Amen. So if you have a candle at home, if you'd wish to light it now, joining with us. Lord God, the springing source of everlasting light, pour into the hearts of your faithful people the brilliance of your eternal splendor, that we who by these kindling flames light up this temple to your glory may have the darkness of our souls dispelled and so be counted worthy to stand before you in that eternal city where you live and reign, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Father, we have sung your praise with shepherds and angels. May Christ be born in our hearts today. Praise to Christ our light. We have shared in the joy of Simeon and Anna. Help us, like them, to trust your word. Praise to Christ our light. We have greeted Jesus, the light of the world. May we be filled with the light of your love. Praise to Christ our light.
In us.
fills the skies, fill you with radiance, and scatter the darkness from your path. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, gladden your eyes and warm your heart. Amen. Christ, the Dayspring from on high, draw near to guide your feet into the way of peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in the light and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.